Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Get into a little theater action this morning. What is new on stage in Chicago? For that, we are joined by Chris Beyer, who is the senior editor over at Time Out Chicago. Theater, dance, movies, LGBTQ issues that are covered in both their online edition and also their print edition, which new edition, Chris, will be coming out in December. Is that right?
That's right, December 6th.
What's the difference between the online, I guess, is just more weekly, things changing all the time, and the online, the print edition is more like to cover you for a little while, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, online we cover a little more breaking news. We have obviously theater reviews, restaurant reviews, bar reviews. The print edition comes out four times a year, so it's a little bit more of a preview of the season to come.
Right, right. So we'll cover some of those things for you this morning, for all of those things here this morning. What's great right now? Like, what are the must-sees?
You know,
here's this little show called Hamilton, just right down the street. A lot of people are talking about that right now.
Let me tell you about this show you probably haven't heard of. No. Hamilton continues, and it's great.
You know what? Because it's kind of interesting because the show's been open a year now.
That's right.
A little over a year here in Chicago. In fact, now that I mention that, Jose Ramos, who is Philip Hamilton, among the roles that he does in that show, he's going to be here right after you. He's going to be here at 11 o'clock this morning because he's got a benefit that he's doing tomorrow night.
Right, yeah.
The show's been open a year, but I still see on Twitter and Facebook all the time people that just went to see it, you know, like last night or whatever,
yeah,
and they're blown away. And everyone comments, so worth the hype.
That's right. Yeah,
so worth the hype over and over.
One of my coworkers is seeing it for the first time next week, and she's just like vibrating with anticipation.
Yeah. So Hamilton aside.
You know, my top recommendation right now would probably be Fun Home at Victory Gardens. This is the musical that won the Tony Award for Best Musical of the year before Hamilton in 2015.
Right.
And it came through Chicago on tour last year, but this is the first local production at Victory Gardens, directed by Gary Griffin. And it's a really unusual musical. It's based on a memoir by Alison Bechdel, who's a cartoonist, a MacArthur Genius awardee.
Yeah.
And she wrote this book about her childhood growing up in the family business was a funeral home. And it's a story about her sort of realizing that coming to terms with her own sexual orientation, realizing that she was gay, and also discovering that her father was secretly gay. Mm-hmm. It sounds like the most unlikely material for a musical, right? But it was turned into this just beautiful show by Lisa Cron and Janine Tesori, the playwright and composer. And the production that's at Victory Gardens right now is just stunning. It's a little smaller scale than the Broadway show was, of course. But
which often can be even more effective.
Yeah,
especially for shows like this that I think have like more of an intimate content quality.
Yeah, it works. It works very well, actually, for this particular show. There's a terrific cast. Some of my sort of favorite actors in town. Danny Smith plays adult Allison. The conceit of the show has the main character Allison played by three different actresses to convey her at different ages. It's a kid, a college aged, and the adult looking back. So Danny Smith is terrific in it. Rob Lindley plays the dad. There's a real breakout performance, I would say, by an actor named Hannah Starr, who plays, as she's called in the show, Medium Allison, the college-aged version, you know, I've seen this show in three different productions. This is the third production I've seen. I saw it on Broadway, I saw it on tour, and now. And this is the first time that that character, the medium Allison, has really just kind of blown me away. Like, she just found new and very funny and very moving things in this track. And the show is just extended, so it's now running through November 19th, and I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, so that's Fun Home at mm-hmm. Victory Gardens. Second City's new review just opened recently, and said that there were a few moments in that that you really enjoyed.
That's right. The new review at the main stage is called Dream Freaks Fall from Space.
Okay.
And it did just have its press opening on Thursday. There are some really, I think, lovely moments in it. I think this is the third new review that's open at Second City between the main stage and the ETC since last fall. And the last two both came very closely on the heels of the presidential election. And I remember thinking that both of them last year felt like they were really struggling to figure out how to address the sort of moment, mm-hmm. right? And this new one, I think, has found a way to sort of deal with current events without feeling too like overheated or like it's trying too hard. The one cast member that's returning from the last review, her name is Kelsey Kinney, and I think she's just terrific. She has some some really incredible moments in this show with some sort of off-kilter characters. I remember thinking while watching the show the other night that she reminds me a lot of Rachel Dratch.
Oh, wow.
You know, sort of reach back into Second City
Saturday
history.
Saturday Night Live, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Second City and Saturday Night Live.
That's right. Yep. And there's also a terrific turn by Tien Tran, who is moved up from the ETC. She was in the last sort of second stage show at Second City and has moved up to the main stage now. And she is just really feels like a very unique presence on the stage and develops some really terrific characters there.
Okay. You also, there's a production of Quixote, which is at the Writers Theater right now. And this one, you're saying, if you can avoid, might not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Not for you. Not your cup of tea.
It was not my cup of tea. The full name of the show is called, it's Quixote on the Conquest of Self. And it's created by a Mexican writer-director named Claudio Valdez-Curry. And it's mostly a solo show. I'll explain that in a second. But it's performed by Henry Godinez, who you may know from the Goodman Theater.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he was a co-founder of Teatro Vista here in Chicago. And he plays the character Don Quixote in a very... the conceit of the show is that he's a self-aware character. He's very cognizant of the fact that he is a character in a book, a classic book written by Cervantes, who he sort of refers to as his author slash god, right? And it's in many ways a really impressive performance. It's very athletic, among other things, and you know, he certainly keeps your interest in the audience. I say it's mostly a solo show because it does involve quite a bit of audience participation. If you're averse to that sort of thing, I would say definitely avoid, because you might get pulled on stage.
Oh yeah, that would never do. that would never do. And that's one of my pet peeves. Not, I mean, for theatrical productions like this, and stand-up comedy and improv comedy, I came to watch you entertain me. I don't want to be on the stage and part of the circus at all.
Yeah, really,
a huge pet peeve of mine.
A lot of people feel the way you do.
Yeah.
Ultimately, though, The show just really left me feeling a little cold. It's only 90 minutes, feels longer. And, you know, essentially it's 90 minutes of Quixote the character telling you why you should care about Quixote the character. Mm. It feels a little empty, frankly.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and take a look at what's coming up in November. Chris Beyer is here. Senior editor with Time Out Chicago magazine. So magazine and online, timeoutchicago.com to be exact. And it's that time of season when all the traditional holiday shows are going to be opening in Chicago. I'm getting all the notices that Goodman is getting ready to stage their A Christmas Carol again this year. And with that, I know will come the traditional being ignored by Larry Yando, who plays Scrooge, who we've indicted on the show for the last 5 years. And he turns us down every year. I guess when you're Scrooge, you can do that, I suppose.
I guess you don't need the press,
you
really.
You do not need the press when you are Ebenezer Scrooge. What else besides Christmas Carol are you looking forward to?
That's certainly a
holiday
big
shows or not, because there's a lot.
Yeah. Just talking about Christmas Carol, that this is the 40th anniversary year for the Goodman's production, which, you know, is a pretty big deal. And Larry Yando is in his 10th year this year playing Scrooge.
And he's great.
And he is
in that role.
He has a great time with it. You can tell.
Yep.
In terms of other holiday shows, like All the Perennials are coming up soon. It seems it's so bright and sunny outside, it seems too early to even be thinking about Christmas. But, you know, we do have the Joffrey's Nutcracker coming up, the House Theater's Nutcracker, which is their own version, which is not ballet, but has become a tradition in and of itself. But in thinking about, you know, non-holiday shows, there's a lot of other kind of high-profile stuff coming up in November. Tracy Letts has a new play opening at Steppenwolf. It's called The Minutes. And it's actually it's playing Steppenwolf this fall and then going directly to Broadway to open in February. It's a 90-minute comedy, apparently, about city council meeting in a small town that exposes some secrets. And it's got a pretty incredible cast, kind of a murderer's row of Steppenwolf Ensemble members: William Peterson, Kevin Anderson, Fran Guinan, Sally Murphy, James Vincent Meredith. So definitely looking forward to that, directed by Anna Shapiro, who directed Tracy's August Osage County, of course.
What are you hearing about Escape to Margaritaville, the Jimmy Buffett musical?
You know, I'm very curious about that. It's the Jimmy Buffett Jukebox musical, so it's going to be using a lot of his well-known songs: Margaritaville, Cheeseburger in Paradise, Come Monday. It is playing here as its last stop on its way to opening in Broadway in the spring. But it's played a couple of other cities already. Played Southern California. I think it's in New Orleans right now before coming here. And it's got the story is by, Greg Garcia, the sitcom writer who worked on, My Name is Earl and Raising Hope and, the comedian Mike O'Malley. So they wrote the story. It's a romantic comedy set at a tropical resort, of course. I read the review by my colleague Charles McNulty, who's the chief theater critic at the Los Angeles Times when it was in Southern California. And he, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but he essentially said, "I shouldn't have liked this, but I liked it a lot."
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
So he was sort of surprised, I think, by
so maybe kind of guilty pleasure. So we'll keep everyone posted on that. And we'll keep an eye on timeoutchicago.com for more. The December print issue will be coming out soon as well. Chris Beyer, senior editor. Always nice to see you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.